Chapter 2. Detective Sergeant Tim Spain, who some called Sergeant, several called Gringo, and nobody called Tim, looked up from his keyboard and across the desk at his partner of 3 years. Bunny McGarry had his feet up on the table and was picking at his teeth with an unwound paperclip.
"The suspect then became disoriented and dizzy for reasons unknown, although almost certainly related to him being a gobshite," said Bunny.
"Shut up. It should be you filling out this report anyway."
"Bollocks, Gringo. If you're too much of a wussy to go up on the roof, you do the paperwork. Them's the rules."
"That's a charming way to address a superior officer."
"Sorry, your lordship."
"He subsequently lost his balance and, as Detective McGarry endeavoured..."
"Good word."
"Thank you." "Endeavoured to drag the suspect to safety in his panicked state." "The suspect's panicked state. He began to fight Detective McGarry, endangering his own and Detective McGarry's life, leaving the Garda officer with no option but to neutralise the suspect by... via... through...
headbutting him right in the puss and knocking the gobshite out cold."
"Unconventional but effective means. The suspect was then made safe and received medical attention at Connolly Hospital. See attached, blah, blah, blah. Officer McGarry behaved like a proper legend and even found time to eat his disgusting sandwiches, which he is very definitely not allowed to do in the car."
"Done?"
"Done."
"Right," said Bunny. "Well, it's been emotional. I'm off home for a well-deserved curry and an early night."
"My arse," said Gringo. "Have you forgotten what day it is?"
"October 13th, 1999. If this is more of your crap about the apocalypse and all that..."
"No, although, yes, we should avail ourselves of every opportunity afforded to us before all hell breaks loose, but... no.
October 13th?
Don't tell me that doesn't ring a bell."
Bunny looked at Gringo for a moment.
"Ah, Christ, it's not, is it?"
"It is. It's your birthday."
"Only it isn't."
"That's your opinion,"